coming with open hearts to the God who loves us, to the God who would do good for us, and to the God who invites us to do good as well. It can feel a little strange along the way to do that. You know, when Viola got done reading the epistle reading, which is the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm just imagining, I'm not accusing, I'm imagining that nobody said thanks be to God any more gratefully than she did. Now, I say that jokingly because that's a lot to read, isn't it? It's a lot to take in. Let's remember again that God has so much more that he wants to give us than we could possibly ever receive at any one time. That's why he's always giving. That's why his mercies are new every morning. That's why he addresses so many different topics and situations and needs and aches and longings and desires that we have. He just is so all-encompassing in that goodness. And that's why we're taking the time to go verse by verse and chapter by chapter through this book that God inspired, these ancient words that God inspired Paul to write to one of his favorite, but also one of his maybe most flawed churches. It's a reminder of us of our own flaws, of our own needs, and of these our own opportunity then to have his goodness fill us up in these wonderful, wonderful words that he shares with us. There's so much in there I want to dig in, and I hope you heard there near the end of this, and just to read that little bit that Viola read for us again, the Apostle Paul, inspired by God, says, I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, that many may be saved. It's maybe worth us taking our pulse, checking our spiritual blood pressure for a moment here to ask, when I think about how most of my days go, what am I seeking? Whose good am I seeking? Now, I suppose you and I could say, well, when I'm out there seeking toothpaste, I'm looking for the toothpaste that's going to make my breath smell fresh for the benefit of everyone around me. We could go that way. But I also imagine that there are many, many times when we would say, you know, if I'm really honest, when I think about how I spent my hours, how I spent my finances, how I just went about and oriented all that I did today, an awful lot of it was about me. Those days come. Those days are there. But if that's our all the time orientation, your birthday, the focus is on you, right? It should be. But if our focus is that way all the time, we're missing not only the voice of God and the extra goodness and extra things he'd want to address in our lives, but we're also missing the opportunity for us to do good for others. And that it's such an opportunity, such a chance for us to bless and to care and to do that. I will unpack so much more of this in the Bible study, because that's where we can spend a whole hour digging into the scripture and all that's there. But let me summarize it by saying the list of all those sins, you know, when Viola read it to us, said, let's not do this like the ancient people did. Let's not do that like the ancient people did. These are like the top five most sinful moments in the history of Israel. And God is whispering to us, warning us. Hey, why not learn from the mistakes of others? You know, years and years ago, we were a part of starting a church in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And when we did, we were trying to have a child development center, a full daycare, be a part of that church. We were the third one in the country that was doing that. And the part of the Lutheran church that does financing, the church extension fund, said, we're eager to help you do this. We think it works. But what we want you to do is to go and study those other two churches and their schools so you can learn from the mistakes of others and not repeat them. We want you to learn from the mistakes of others so you can make your own new ones. And what we're invited to do here, not invited to do new sins, as maybe as silly as I'm trying to be at the moment, we're invited here to say, I don't need to be a grumbler. God is so good. I don't need to be tempted to just think that, like the ancient Israelites when Moses was taking a while to come down off the mountain. Oh, here, let me bring God close to me, golden calves. Let me have a quick moment of worship. God box check. Now I can go off and do what I want to do. I can seek my own good. Or the more Bible way that that gets put is that they ate and drank and got up and committed revelry. What it really meant was they checked their God box and they figured now they can do whatever they want with the rest of their day. When we do this, friends, when we let those temptations come, whether it's the sexual immorality that was mentioned there, or it is the grumbling, or it is the seeking our own pleasure, our own revelry, when we do that, you may be filled for a while. It might be good. It might feel good to grumble and complain a little bit, but you know, there's still that need to be filled that only God can do. There's still that need to have the burdens relieved that only God can relieve. There's still that sense of permanence, like Jesus talked about in the gospel when he said, everyone who comes to me, they're not going to thirst. They're not going to hunger, because deep in our souls, there will be a fulfillment that he and only he can give. Now, in the midst of this, I am going to hit the pause button and offer to you a public spiritual, what do they call those? Public safety announcement, something like those lines, okay? Have you ever heard somebody say, well, God says he won't ever give you more than you can handle? It's not in the Bible. What it does say is that God will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. I'm not sure what your life experience has been, but I've had at least 5 times in my life where I said, I can't deal with this situation on my own. I don't have the strength. I don't know the words to say. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to solve this. I'm absolutely like down on my knees, broken. I can't fix it. I actually think that God loves us enough to let some of those circumstances happen so we learn to stay closer to him. Now, the temptation thing is totally different, and how wonderful that he promises he won't let us be tempted beyond what we can bear, which means we always know he has an answer for us. We always know he has an out for us. We always know he has something better for us. But don't mistake him giving all those as a way out of temptation as meaning God won't sometimes let us experience more than we can handle. If you've lost your spouse, or heaven forbid, a child, you've experienced something you couldn't handle on your own. And I hope and pray, and I'm sure that you also experienced God being there to comfort you, to count your tears, to remind you of this resurrection life that Jesus speaks of, that he will raise us up at the last day, to remind us, dear friends, this goodness that he has given and this goodness that he wants us to share. I have the right to do everything, Paul wrote, but not everything's beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek just their own good, but the good of others. I told a story last week of being on vacation, having a great, anniversary, 35th anniversary celebration. And while Mary Beth and I were out there and enjoying the beauty of Hawaii, one of the things we experienced was snorkeling. And one of the things that happened while we were snorkeling was finding someone's little action camera, or if you know the name of it, GoPro camera, little tiny thing, waterproof, take it anywhere, do cool things with it. And I found one of these in 35, 40 feet or so of water. I think I have a picture of it to show you. There it is, right? Is that picture showing? Yes? I can't see. Okay, good. So I found that. And I said, the memories of what their kids did and said on this vacation are on here. Sweet words they said to one another are on here. Like, this was the best day ever. It was on there. I've got to do what I can to get this back. I want to do good to others. And with the help of a reporter in Baltimore by the name of Kai, with the help of a great producer named Daniel, we found a way to get the message out. And do you know, within 3 hours, this family's friends were calling them saying, "Hey, you're on the news. They found your camera." And so this past week has been talking to them on the phone, hearing the story of the goodness that was there going on for them. Can I tell you one little crazy extra string of stories involved with this? They had the sadness of losing their camera, and the next day they're on the beach and someone lost their car keys. Now, I don't know about you, but if I lost my camera with 6 hours of video on it, I don't think I'd be noticing someone that lost their car keys. I would just be moping, going, "I lost 6 hours of memories." But they had the goodness of heart to help this family look for their car key. And when they couldn't find it, to give them a ride, to go get a tow and all that stuff. And as the family left them, they sent them a text saying, "Thank you. Our day would have been a disaster without you. We hope some goodness finds you." 4 days later, their camera got found. A week later, their camera is back to them. And as I'm going out to mail their camera to them, here comes the UPS driver with a huge box of Maryland crab cakes from this family. It arrived yesterday, which happened to be my birthday, which is about the sweetest gift I could think of, to get a bunch of crab cakes and crab dip and crab soup and goodness on top of goodness and giving goodness and blessing. And when our eyes are open to how good God is, and when our hearts are open to doing what Paul said of not just seeking our own good, but the good of others, we live out this wonderful gospel message. This Jesus who came to do the ultimate good by his death on the cross. This Jesus who promises that when we come to him, when we are drawn by his Spirit to him, we'll never thirst, we'll never hunger, because our hearts will be filled. What we can do, though, instead, is with his grace, we can outdo each other in sharing and living and doing the goodness that we have through Jesus. I pray, friends, we'll do that, and we'll have other stories to tell, and it will just go on and on and on. May God be glorified as we do it for his sake. Amen.